submit your name to the draft advisory?
Well, I have not.
You didn't send your name in?
No, I have not. Wait, what's that? The draft advisory.
It's the committee. It's they give you back a grade of where they think you would go.
Oh yes, we did do that.
You did do that.
Yeah, we did do that, but I haven't made any decisions yet.
You heard back from them?
Yes, we did.
What'd they tell you?
And that's undisclosed information.
So I didn't want to talk to all of them.
How if with a big game, you could potentially set a record for single season rushing in, mm-hmm. at A&M career single season. Is that important to you? Is that something that you'd be shooting for in the bowl game? I think you need 170 yards.
Yeah, I want to be the best. Play the best that I can be. Of course, the first goal is for us to go out there and win a bowl game because we've lost the last four. So definitely got to win that bowl game, but that's definitely in the back of my mind. One of my goals when I first decided to come here was to be set a legacy here at Texas A&M and set a mark on this program. And definitely by doing that and going out there and getting that record, that'll definitely definitely be a goal in mind. So I can't say that I'm not thinking about it because I do want to achieve that, but most importantly, I want to win the game.
What is it about this place, this program, where you have guys like Miles Christian who say they're playing in the bowl game, and so far, as far as we know, everyone's also playing in the bowl game that's not injured. What is it about Texas A&M where you haven't had those guys who are sitting one out?
I just definitely feel like, with as much as Texas A&M give us, basically, as much as Texas A&M and this university and the support that they give us, we don't want to be selfish and not playing the game. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't even cross our mind. Every opportunity that we get to wear that maroon and white uniform, we want to do that. So, that's definitely never crossed our mind because we love this university and we love this team. So I definitely feel like the trust and the love aspect is what drives us and keep us going and wanting to play in that game.
What have the practice has been like so far, Trevion?
No, practice has been, the same old practice, but they've been kind of tough. Just definitely feel like they're more relaxed because we're definitely, just focused on football now. We're just focused on football, no school. So definitely just getting back in the groove of things and really just enjoying it.
With that record potentially in the back of your mind, did you raise your eyebrows at all when you heard that their leading tackler decided to sit out the game?
That was interesting. I didn't think that would come about, but I've seen that I think it's number three, right?
His name's
Pratt. Yeah. He's not playing. So I was like, wow, that's – and then the receiver's not playing either. So that's pretty interesting. But, whether they're playing or not, we're still going to go out there and be the best that we can be. And, I'm going to go out there and play whether they're playing or not.
Maybe it opens some opportunities for some big runs.
It just might. Who knows? And even if he wasn't, still going to grind and go out there and push the same way I was if he wasn't or if he was playing.
How would you characterize year one under Jimbo? I know you got one game left. How would you characterize this year?
Building blocks, foundation. We definitely feel like, everything that Jimbo is pushing and everything that, his pillars and everything he stands for has definitely been, set in stone right now. And I definitely feel like, throughout this year that we've shown what Jimbo is really setting here at this program and really being able to finish, like the LSU game. We really went out there and fought for four hard quarters, really seven. Went out there and played alongside each other, not just individually, but as brothers. And, that really worked out for us and got us to win. So that's definitely, one of the big things that Coach Fisher, his effect that he's bringing and really just setting the foundation for this program.
How important is a strong bowl showing to kind of keep that momentum going this offseason?
Well, it's definitely pivotal. If we want to achieve the things and if we want this direction of this program to go the way that we want to go, we definitely got to be able to go out there and win this bowl game. This is a part of the season that's important, and we finish out these last three games strong, and definitely this bowl game will be a great start to next year. Have you made